If you don't know what to get your significant other for that special occasion, then head over to giftingnap.com. The team at Gifting Map has curated an amazing collection of great gifts for that special guy or girl in your life. Visit giftingnap.com today. This is Straight Heat on SB Nation Radio.
And on SBNationRadio.com.
From the O'Reilly Auto Parts Studios, here's Patrick Creighton.
All right, joining us right now on the BetDSI.com Inside Line. He covers the Golden State Warriors for the Mercury News. He is Dieter Kurtenbach. What's up, D?
Oh, so much, so little. Just another ho-hum day. Golden State Warriors journey.
You know, I just wish there was a little bit of excitement around the Warriors. Maybe like a player spat or something that would make the day interesting, if only.
Yeah. Alas, we don't get that lucky, do we?
So let's, Draymond Green gets suspended for a game because he called Kevin Durant a bitch?
It's a little bit more complicated than that, but yeah, that's the story that got out. It's there's layers to it. It's not that simple, but at the same time, these two guys went at it, and Draymond crossed the line. I think that line is much beyond the word bitch. Draymond has called Kevin a bitch. He's called everybody a bitch. That's kind of his go-to term. So I don't think that was the simple cut and dry of it, but ultimately that is probably what helped push him over the line.
What are some of these layers that you speak of? Are you able to put these into FCC qualified words? I mean, I don't think that Draymond kicked him in the nuts. I mean, he's done that to plenty of opponents. I mean, it couldn't have been that bad. What is the greater issue here? Was it because he brought up KD's impending free agency? I mean, was that considered taboo?
It's not taboo. Listen, Draymond Green is a world-class trash talker, and I haven't gotten a straight story on the exact wording, but he did bring up KD's impending free agency. He mentioned how he was there. He was the one who brought KD to Golden State, how they won before KD got there. But as a world-class trash talker, he has the ability to cut people with a sentence or two. Think back to when he told Paul Pierce, they don't love you like that, you ain't Kobe. Paul Pierce might have been murdered on the spot. He was just completely stone-faced, went into rigor mortis. Draymond has this ability. It is a unique ability. And, I don't know the exact verbiage that he used, but if he was talking about free agency, which is KD's kind of the Achilles heel of both this team and Kevin Durant, a sensitive subject to be sure, I'm sure he said something really good with whatever 10, 15 seconds he had to work with in that huddle.
Any truth that Draymond used the C word on Kevin Durant, the C word being cupcake?
I have not heard that yet, but there's a lot of stuff floating out now. It seems as if we're past the point where good information is able to be locked down, and we've now entered a bit of a twilight zone. But I'll say this. If Draymond Green was saying something, he got his money's worth. So I wouldn't put any word past him.
Now, last night, post-game, when KD got asked about what was going on with him and Draymond, and they got asked if he crossed a line, instead of just saying, no, we were just, two guys, heat of the moment, he could have squashed the whole thing in one answer. Instead, he went on about keeping things in-house and all that other stuff, which to me clearly says he's still, I don't want to say butthurt, but butthurt about it. Is this something that you see lingering? In the past, these guys have had their tete-a-tetes, and then the next day, they're buddy-buddy again. Does this one seem like it's going to linger?
Yeah, this one's different. There's no question it's different. The fact that the Warriors took a side, too, probably only exacerbates what was a bad situation. It makes sense to a certain degree that Draymond and KD had not talked in the 24 hours after the event. They had not squashed anything. It sounds as if the situation was so bad and Draymond cut so deep with whatever he said exactly that they were not going to get to reconciliation in 24 hours. And it was probably better for everybody to just kind of not talk to each other for a bit. And then they'll come at it on the flight to Houston today. But this is different. I mean, they have gone at it before. As you said, it was nothing like this. It didn't leave this many scars. It didn't have Steve Kerr sitting at a press conference table looking drained, looking upset. This is a team that emits confidence at all junctures. This is a team that can face elimination, look it dead square in the eye, and they're cool. They're like, we're ready to boogie. This team is not projecting anything close to confidence right now. This is some next level stuff. And will it get squashed? I mean, doesn't really matter. They're so talented that I don't expect this stuff to carry on to the floor. They're going to be fine when it comes to like winning the title and things like that. But come July, when Kevin Durant's a free agent, there's a flag in the ground. We know exactly one of the reference points that he'll be looking back to and what everyone else will be looking back to, no matter what his decision is.
Dieter Kurtenbach covers the Warriors for the Mercury News with us on the BetDSI.com Inside Line. Dieter, now, there were reports on Tuesday that, you know, when they got into the locker room, several teammates were kind of on Durant's side as far as why didn't Draymond give up the ball to Durant? You know, he's their top scorer. Give him the ball. And again, it's not like Draymond's a scrub. And he's got an all-star player.
No.
You know, and I don't think an all-star should have to, like, bend down and kiss the ring of another guy on his team. But that being said, after that, then Draymond's going in on, you know, on the free agency, that today there were players who seemed to be on Draymond's side about KD and his impending free agency. Is this a locker room divided?
It's not a divide because ultimately I think I think everyone in that locker room can see both sides. Honestly, you talk to players and on one side, they see why Draymond didn't pass the ball. They understand Draymond touched the third rail, but that it's been there. Everyone's been staring at the third rail all year. It is last year. Same thing. Durant's free agency has loomed over this team, and he's kind of lorded it over them, if we're being totally honest. Will I stay? Will I go? And looking for a little bit of preferential treatment, which is about the exact opposite of how the Warriors' culture goes about its day-to-day business. And Draymond Green, in particular, a guy with the chip on his shoulder who had to fight for his minutes when he first got into the NBA, that no one expected anything from, a second-round pick who has constantly had to prove himself again and again and again, that he is a Hall of Famer, an elite player, an all-star, not just a system guy, he doesn't take too kindly to that kind of crap. And so, yes, they think that Draymond should have passed the ball, but this isn't about the final play in the November game against the Clippers. That's a short thing. This is about the bigger picture and the fact that Draymond Green, this is all about legacy, right? Kevin Durant comes to the Golden State Warriors to establish a legacy for himself. I don't think he's gotten what he wanted, even though he has won two NBA Finals MVPs and two championships, and he'll probably get 3-3 this upcoming June. But it hasn't changed anything for him, right? He doesn't get the LeBron clean slate. It just seems to have exacerbated the situation. The world has changed so much in the last few years that what maybe he expected he hasn't gotten. Meanwhile, Draymond Green's legacy is entirely tied to the Golden State Warriors. Draymond Green is not a Hall of Famer without the Golden State Warriors. That doesn't take anything away from his greatness as a player and the fact that he's arguably the best defender in the NBA. But if he plays for the Grizzlies or the Heat or the Bulls or the Pistons, he doesn't matter in the NBA landscape. He's not doing advertising. And he wants to go down as the greatest winner of all time. And the Warriors have a chance, shockingly enough, to do just that, to go down as winners on par with the Bill Russell-era Celtics in an era where you should not be able to do stuff like that. And so for Kevin Durant to just sort of play, well, will I or won't I the entire time, Draymond is not thrilled about that. He brought KD here, and if KD is thinking, I don't really know if I'm getting what I want out of this thing, it's just the worst possible thing you can do to a guy like Draymond Green, who is all in. And all in might be an understatement when it comes to this guy. This is his entire life, and you're messing with his livelihood, and now the Warriors are touching his pocketbook. This doesn't get resolved the same way the other ones get resolved. This is different. I don't think it ends. I don't think this is going to be the specific thing that ends anything, but perhaps this is a symptom of a disease that was already there, or perhaps this is the thing that makes everybody come to the table, clear the air, and they're good from there, and the dynasty keeps rolling on. I don't know, but Draymond Green and Kevin Durant are going to have to sit down, whether on that flight or 2 months from now or in June, and come to an agreement that they either like each other or hate each other, because this will they or won't they thing is too much right now.
Now, in fairness to KD, you know, the opting out is whether he's staying or not, you're opting out because at the end of the year you get more money.
Yeah, but he could say that that's what he's doing. And for the last 2 years, he has not. He has said, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I'm going to keep my options open, this and that. And, like, listen, no one would fault him. No one faults him for taking the one by one. The issue that the Warriors have, and it isn't spoken because you don't talk about things like that, it's not couth, is that he's playing into it a little bit. Draymond Green and Klay Thompson are both free agents coming up here pretty soon. Klay this year, Draymond the next year. And they have both said, we're not going anywhere. We want to resign. Now, listen, things can change. Circumstances always are ripe for discussion, but they want to stay. Kevin Durant has said no such thing, and he's not even given a hint. And the Warriors and a lot of people around the Warriors think he kind of likes this. He likes the attention. He likes being courted. And this is still Steph's team. He's never going to get the love that maybe he thought he was going to get, even though he's won two finals MVPs. It's messy and it's personal. And again, I don't know if this is necessarily, this is the thing that's going to end the Warriors. But if it is, if people are going to point to this, then it's probably something that had been already done. And this was sort of the flashpoint of it all.
Dieter Kurtenbach covers the Golden State Warriors for the Mercury News. You can follow him on Twitter at D. Kurtenbach. Always does a terrific job. He's a must follow if you are interested in what is going on with the Golden State Warriors. Dieter, always a pleasure, my friend. We will talk soon.
Absolutely.
Matter of fact, are you going to be in town a couple days? We lost him?
Yeah, he left.
All right. You know what? Bang him back real quick. Not on air, but just find out from him as we go through the long break if he's going to be in town when they come to play for the Rocket.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Is he going to be in town for the Rocket game?
I think so. I think he said he was.
All right, cool. We got to catch up with him if he is. Our guest lines are sponsored by BetDSI.com. Use promo code WIN125. Get a 125% bonus on your initial deposit when you sign up with BetDSI.com.